Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, people of God. How are you all this morning? This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Greetings, greetings. This is Pastor Ulysses Ross III, pastor of New Destiny Church here in St. Louis, Missouri. Just greeting you this Wednesday morning, January the 15th, 2013. God bless you and a good morning. It is a chilly morning, but we thank God that we are up this morning. We thank God for you. We thank God for him waking us up. We thank him for all that he has done for us. And we thank you, our brothers and sisters, who join us every morning as we go before the throne of grace, as we give God praise, and as we give him glory. Amen. Well, we're going to do just that today. I'm not going to keep you long today. We know that you have many, many things to get done, and we do as well. So we're going to get you on out the door this morning. Amen. All right. But the first thing that we need to do is we need to give God some praise. We need to just thank him for waking us up this morning. And sometimes, you know, you just don't need to get serious too quickly. Sometimes you just need to allow yourself to just wake on up, you know, because if you don't, you get in that, what I call that morning stare. I don't know if any of you all get into that. Sometimes you get there, you sit on the side of the bed, and you just stare off into the distance. You know, you really don't know exactly where you are, or what you're trying to do or think, but you just kind of just stare off into the distance. So this morning, we're going to have a little bit of levity, and we're going to get on up, and we're going to not have that morning stare. And one of the things is, you know, have you ever just looked outside and saw nature at its best and at its finest? You can see the squirrels. You can see the birds flying. And sometimes you see the birds chasing each other. And sometimes you see the squirrels chasing each other. Well, we have, particularly here, we have this family of rabbits. And the family of rabbits, they live in a little burrow that they've made right up near the side of our house. And so they've got this little burrow thing going, and they live in there. And the rabbits, though, they know that there is a cat. There are a couple cats, but there's this one particular cat that lurks around the neighborhood, and he always is on the lookout for some food. He's a pretty big cat. And he knows exactly where the rabbits live. And so he prowls around, usually during the daytime, and sometimes in the early evening he'll prowl around. But you never will see those baby rabbits come out then. Oh, you never see them. But if you happen to get up in the middle of the night or really, really early in the morning, right around 5 o'clock, 4:45, 5 o'clock, you see those baby rabbits, and it's almost like they know when the cat is sleeping. They are out running around and playing and getting food and doing all those things. But right around 5:30-ish, almost near 6 o'clock, it's like something goes off on them, and they run right back into their house, and you don't see them anymore until that next early morning or, you know, late at night. And so I found it amusing. It's a little funny to me that even the rabbits know that when the danger is around, the predator is around, you don't go out fooling around with the danger and the predators, because they can and will eat you. Just, you know, thought, made me think about that and kind of chuckle when I said, you know, it's something that we get saved and, you know, we realize and understand and know that we are to protect ourselves and protect our reputations. But isn't it amazing? Sometimes we really think that we can still go and do what we used to do and expose ourselves to some of those old things. And then we go and do it and find out how the predator is still lurking. You know, so just wanted to give you a little levity this morning before we went on in to prayer. Amen. So this morning we should go into our prayer of praise and thanksgiving, and then we're going to move on into a prayer of invocation. And then a little bit of more thanksgiving. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning recognizing that you are God, that you are sovereign God, that you are a great, mighty, and holy God, recognizing that you are the creator and sustainer, of everything. Just to recognize, Father God, that you can do whatever it is that you want to do. You are sovereign God. You are a mighty God. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. And you are omnipresent. Father, you can do anything. You can be anywhere. And you know everything. We just thank you and praise you this morning. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for last night's sleep. We thank you, Father God, for our health and our strength. We thank you, Father God, for all of these your people who you have put this, your spirit into, giving us the same heart and the same mind and the same vision. I thank you for them. Father, I ask that you bless each and every one of them. This morning, Lord, we thank you for being great. We thank you, Father, for making things as well as they are. We thank you, Father, for saving us, for filling us with your Holy Spirit, for never leaving us and never letting us go. We thank you for taking care of us and supplying all of our needs. We just are truly grateful and thankful to you this morning. Thankful that you watched over us as we slept. Thankful that we have the activities of our limbs today. Thankful that we have shelter over our heads and clothes on our back. Thankful that we have food on our table. Thankful that we have abilities to drive and take ourselves to places that we want to go. Thankful that we have a job or a school or other places to go, an income coming in. Thankful, Father, that you are taking care of us. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We're asking, Father, that you be with us throughout this day, specifically on this prayer call. Be with us, Father. Teach us how to pray. Allow your Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts and lead us and guide us into all truth and understanding. Give us the words to say. Show us situations to pray for. And Father, teach us how to pray. We need you, and we cannot get along without you. We need you every minute, every hour, and every second of the day. We truly, truly need you. And we thank you for being there with us, and we thank you for being there for us. We're asking, Lord, that you order our steps today in your word. We're asking that you open doors today, Father, asking that you give us favor today. We thank you for the favor. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for protecting us. We, Lord, and as many of us go over the highways and byways and roads today, keep us safe. Encamp your angels around us and give us traveling mercies. Protect us and watch over us as we go. Keep us from hurt, harm, and danger. Be with us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for that. And Father, we thank you for these, your people, who have been fasting. This is the ninth day of our fast. We're asking, Lord, that you strengthen them, and encourage them. Let them know that they can make it. Let them know, Father, that before, they pick up, that choice food that they really want to eat, let them know, that you can give them the power and strength over it. Let them know that food does not have control over them. They have control over food. Let each and every one of us know that, Lord, so that we will make better choices. And not only the things that we eat, but better choices in the things that we see. Better choices in the things that we hear, that we listen to. Better choices in the people that we hang around, in the places that we frequent. Continue, Father, to teach us to make better choices. And this is the time. This is the time where we are making sure that we understand the implications of those better choices. Give us the strength, Lord, and the wisdom to be able to make good choices today and to get rid of all of the junk that has been clogging us up and the junk that has been weighing us down. Help us lay aside the weight this morning and this entire fast so that you might have first place in our life, so that you might be able to flow freely in us and through us so that we might have that spring in our step again, so that we might have that clarity in our thought process again. Thank you, Father. We thank you so much for all that you've done for us and all that you're doing. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. God's people said amen and amen. Amen. All right. As I alluded to before. Today is the ninth day of our fast. It is the ninth day. And today we're going to be reading Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 6. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 6. And it reads, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Clean house. That is the title of today's devotional. Clean house. Have you ever looked at the top of your refrigerator or down deep in the recesses of your couch cushions and noticed that filth and trash has been built up over time? Even though we might clean up on a regular basis, there are times when we need to go a little bit deeper. We realize that what appears to be clean on the surface, in all actuality, was actually quite filthy. The same thing can happen to us spiritually. As we go about our daily lives, there are things that can build up over time. Even if we worship, pray, and read our Bible on a regular basis, the different temptations, pressures, and cares of this world can build up quietly and end up consuming our lives. And without even realizing it, we can lose our peace, our joy, and our passion for the things of God. Our service to God, which used to fill us with life and excitement, becomes a tiresome duty that we must fulfill. Well, fasting is the deep cleaning that helps us take our minds off the things of this world and instead have a refreshed focus on the things of the Spirit. Fasting offers an incredibly effective way to get into the nooks and crannies of our souls and bring all those dusty old habits, broken mindsets, and rusty attitudes out into the light of God's truth. In fasting and prayer, our service to God returns to something we want to do rather than something that we have to do. John Piper says, one of the reasons for fasting is to know what is in us. For in fasting, it will come out. You will see it, and you will have to deal with it quickly or smother it again. So profound, very profound. Prayer focus. As you pray and fast today, ask God to show you any areas in your life where you could use a refreshed spiritual focus. Pray, as David did in Psalms 51, that God will cleanse your heart, renew your spirit, and restore the joy of your salvation. Pray with confidence, knowing that he wants to fill you with his life and peace. Amen. We thank God so much for this journal reading today. We thank him for this scripture reading today. For it is true. He says, Paul tells us in Romans, he says, if you have your life lived according to the flesh, it means you have set your mind on the things of the flesh. But if you live according to the Spirit, you have your mind set on the things of the Spirit. But to be carnally minded is death. But what does that mean, to be carnally minded? Well, we know that word carnal or carne means meat or flesh. It means of the flesh, of meat. So if you have a fleshly mind or a mind that is set on the things of this physical world, things that your physical self desires, things that your sin nature desires, you will die. It will produce death in you. But if you set your mind on the spiritual things, you will have life and peace. That is so amazing. That is amazing because the carnal self, the physical man, is eventually going to die. For those of us who are born again, our spirits are reborn, we will never die. Our physical man will die. Eventually, it will die. And we will get a glorified body. Amen? But our spiritual man will not die. And it is amazing to me that we must, as being born again, we must reckon, and that's what Paul tells us, we must reckon that fleshly man, that old nature man, is already dead. We must reckon him as dead and not live to please him. But we must live to please the Spirit of God who is in us. And that gives us and produces in us life and peace. Oh, it is so amazing. I mean, it's pretty simple when you look at it, but then it gets complicated to do because of all of these pulls on us. And these pulls are all of this junk, all of this filth that has been built up over time in our life. So everywhere we turn and everywhere we look, it's there. Have you ever noticed that stuff can build up and be there so long and so much that you consider it normal? Oh, yeah, you consider it normal. And you won't ever consider it abnormal until somebody comes in and recognizes it and says, this is nasty. And then you say, oh, if they reach up on top of your refrigerator and come back and their hand has all of this junk, that's nasty. You don't realize that. This is nasty. And you don't realize it because it has now become normal. I remember some years ago, I went somewhere. I can't really remember where I was, and went into this place and looked on the walls. And there was actually a dirt film. It was like a film of dirt on the walls. And I could not understand why people did not see this. You know, and I said it to somebody. I said, did you not realize it's like a film of dirt on? They were like, really? They didn't even realize it. And so long, all this smoke or whatever had been in the house had built up on the walls, you could actually go, put your hand and rub down over, and it would come off, and they didn't even see it or realize it. It's the same way in our life. So much junk has built up in us, we don't even realize it. And the only time you'll see it when somebody comes in and says, hey, can you get a prayer through? Hey, can you do this? Hey, can you fast with me for 3 days? Hey, can you? And then we can't do it, and we're like, whoa. I didn't realize all this junk had been building up in me. And so today, we're seeing that we must clean house. We must clean house. Not because we have to, but because we want to. We want to live in a clean house. We want to hear the Spirit of the Lord. We want to have life and joy and peace. We want to be able to be directed by God and make good choices. Amen. We want to do those things. And so we must encourage each other through this process of cleaning. Because how many of you know when you do deep cleaning, it's sometimes tedious and sometimes it takes a while. And you really got to set your mind to it to do that deep cleaning. And so I encourage you today, as I do my deep cleaning, you do your deep cleaning. And we'll compare notes as we go. But we got to do this deep cleaning so that we can really get the dirt out, get the nasty stuff out, and allow God to flow freely in us and through us so others might be welcome into our house, that we can invite them in without any shame or without any fear. We can invite them in without having them sit down on our couches and reach down and find money or find all this other junk. We can invite them in, and they can rub on our walls and look up on top of our refrigerators because God has given us the spirit of cleanliness, a spirit of excellence. Amen. We thank him. We thank him for that because we want to allow him to clean us up, to clean us out. Amen. Amen. All right. I know we're not going to keep you long. We're going to let you get on out of here. We thank God so much for that today. And we're going to finish out with prayer right now. Father God, we thank you so much for the word that you've given us. We thank you for this devotional. We thank you for this time together with our brothers and our sisters. Father, I ask that you bless them as they go on this journey. Be with them and give them the strength to be able to do it, to be able to face it. As temptations come, Father, give them the strength to be able to face it. As they're pulled in different directions, Lord, give them the strength to be able to stand firm. And as they do the deep cleaning to get all of the junk out, as they clean out their spiritual houses, Father, I ask that you assist them, be with them, strengthen them, guide them, lead them, comfort them and encourage them. Let them know, Lord, that you're there with them. Let them know that you're pleased with them because of your son. Let them know, Lord, it's not about performance, but let them know, Lord, that they can do it, that they can and they will do it if they continue to acknowledge you, keep you first. Father, we know that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. We believe that today. We will achieve that today. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Listen, I know that you can achieve it. I know that you can. You can do it because you have been on this prayer call for over a year. For over a year, you have been dialing in every morning. And for over a year, every morning, you've been getting down and praising God and praying to him every morning. So it's not a matter of if you can do it. I know that you can do it. I know that you can. It's just a matter of continuing to have that encouragement to get it done. Because God is doing miraculous things in our lives even as we speak. He is doing miraculous things in your life. And all you have to do is look back over your life and see how far he has brought you from. He has been miraculous. He has. He has taken us to a way, way deeper level. And our spiritual houses are cleaner now than they've ever been. But it's time to continue to get that junk out. It's time to continue to clean it up even more so that he can flow through us. Amen. God bless you. God love you. I love you. I'm praying for you. God's not mad at you. He loves you. And so do I. I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to let you go. Bye now.